This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Last week on this report, I mentioned briefly the success we had in the recent appropriation bills passed by Congress and signed into law by the President. As you'll recall, Congress finished work on 11 of the 12 bills funding the discretionary side of government. And when I say discretionary, I mean Congress decides every year what to fund and by how much. It's largely the work of the committee on which I serve, Appropriations, and includes spending on matters of transportation and housing, the subcommittee I'm proud to chair. And while the discretionary budget is significant, that is in the range of about $1.6 trillion annually, it pales in comparison to the other side of the spending ledger, what we call mandatory spending. That accounts for about 2/3 of all government spending and going higher. Those programs, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, are not subject to annual appropriations, nor is another mandatory program, the net interest on our debt. Those programs are funded no matter what, and what's left over helps us with the discretionary budget. Problem is, there's really nothing left over. We will spend about $2 trillion more than we take in, and since the discretionary budget is only about $1.6 trillion, basic fourth grade arithmetic will show that we have a hole in our budget. That discretionary budget is borrowed money, and half of it goes to national defense, so Congress doesn't have a lot of options. All that said, we still need a strong military. We need cancer research. We need roads and bridges, and the hundreds of other programs Americans rely on provided by the federal government. It's kind of like the bumper sticker I saw at the mall: so much shopping, so little money. There are really only three ways to improve your balance sheet. You can cut spending, you can raise revenues, and you can grow your economy. With $39 trillion in debt and more boomers entering retirement, a sober analysis will show it's probably going to take a combination of the three. I like the growth model, but whether you agree with CBO and its prediction of about 1.8% annual growth, or to some others, double that, growth alone won't fix the problem. Structural changes to our social safety net programs and an infusion of revenue will also be necessary. A lot of think tanks have tried to solve for the problem set, but it will take the will of Congress to enact the changes necessary. And without a balanced budget requirement, it simply becomes too convenient to punt the issue past the next election cycle. But the clock is ticking on some of these programs. CBO just told us that revenues funding Social Security won't be sufficient to pay 100% of the earned benefits by 2033. And if that's true, and I believe it is, Congress is on the clock and will have to do something. By then, or recipients will be in for a significant cut in their Social Security check. For over 15 years, both as an appropriator and former chairman of the House Budget Committee, I've railed against the tendency of Congress to defer the inevitable. My dad would always tell me that success is a cinch by the inch, but it's hard by the yard. What he is saying is tackling a problem like the nation's debt is better done incrementally, sort of like a good offense in football. It's about getting first downs. If Congress had taken just a few small steps towards solving for this crisis, say 20 to 30 years ago, think of where we could be right now. Instead of $39 trillion in debt and $1 trillion interest payments, our country would be far better off. With very small margins and looming midterm elections, it's foolish, I think, to think Congress is all of a sudden going to have some epiphany that we need to get to work on this. Heck, we can't even pass legitimate budgets or appropriations on time. Before I close this week, the House did pass something important in dealing with elections. The Save America Act passed the House 218 to 213. It requires an ID when voting and proof of citizenship when registering to vote, both designed to ensure safe and secure elections, the hallmark of any legitimate democracy. I proudly voted for the Save America Act, and frankly disturbed that all but one Democrat voted against it. Shake my head. We still don't have a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security, and Congress is about to leave town for the President's Day recess, so parts of DHS will be on a partial shutdown. Our One Big Beautiful Bill did fund ICE and the Customs and Border Patrol, but things will get tricky with TSA and FEMA. I hope you've had a great week. Take inventory of your many blessings and be a force of good. And hopefully, I'll see you soon. And don't forget to vote in the primaries in Arkansas. Early voting starts on the 17th. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.